Good morning. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're going to re-air an interview I did a little over a month ago with Terry Rodert, Activities Athletic Director for Huron Public Schools. Talk about some of the changes upcoming and some of the votes that have been taken here since the end of the winter sports season by the South Dakota High School Activities Association. They voted originally during the annual meetings in April on a number of proposals, and then just this past week had second and final readings on those, everything from more tweaks on the round of 16 for volleyball and basketball, six-man football coming up, and many other topics, as it seems like every year there's something kind of on the forefront that everybody's talking about. And I told Mr. Rodert that it seems like for years the first topic of conversation was always the sport of football, because we were constantly looking at football and different changes, divisions, that sort of thing. But the last couple of years, the so-called round of 16, which was introduced in Class A for 2 years now, and then Double A and B had their first round of 16 games in volleyball and basketball this past season. Well, they were introduced last year, and now that the system is in and most likely in to stay, now the tweaking process begins. As far as Double A goes, Mr. Roeder did author the proposal on how it would work for Double A, so he definitely has some insight on what they want to do as far as the round of 16 as it moves forward, especially now that we have a year under our belt and kind of see how it works. But I guess the first thing that we talked about is we have the system in, now the tweaking begins.
Yeah, there's a couple things we're looking at. We're looking at trying to get teams to schedule more AA schools so we can try to get the postseason seeding to a point where it's more fair, I guess, is maybe the best way to say it. We have, you know, teams out west that are playing not as many AA schools. We have teams in the east that are playing mostly AA. Huron plays all AA. And so with the seed factor the way it is right now, we're just trying to come up with a way that if you're going to play a AA schedule, that you're going to get rewarded for playing a AA schedule. If you're going to play some Class A schools, that's fine, but you have to understand that those that play a AA, the strength of schedule should matter. And so that's what I'm going to try to work on this summer, is try to come up with a proposal that can try to balance out the schools that want to play some Class A teams versus the AA schools that play AA and have strength of schedule count maybe a little bit more. So the seeding is the big thing. Our scheduling is better than it was 2 years ago. We just have a ways to go to try to get more teams East River to play teams in West River and vice versa.
And to go on that scheduling theme, we're going to see a difference in that next year for the Huron Tigers volleyball and both girls and boys basketball, where the ESD round robin will end. There's still a few teams you will play twice, but now you're getting to where you want to get everybody on the schedule. And I think, absent of Douglas, we got everybody else in AA on the schedule.
We do, and I would like to get Douglas on our schedule, and so we're certainly going to work on that. You know, in the coming years, our schedules for next year are pretty well set, and Douglas is not included, but we're going to try to get them on and try to get all 17 schools. You know, if we're going to get to a state tournament and we're going to have to play a Sioux Falls school, we might as well play them in the regular season, and so we get a better idea of what we're going up against. I think that's been to our disadvantage the last couple of years in volleyball and boys basketball at state tournaments. We get there, we match up with Sioux Falls Lincoln, or we play a Sioux Falls Roosevelt or someone like that that we just haven't seen. And I think seeing that competition during the regular season will allow our kids and our coaches to prepare a little bit different, maybe a little bit better for what they haven't seen. And so that was really the purpose of getting everybody on our schedule, is for when we do get to the state tournament, we want to make sure that we've played everybody that we possibly could play in the state tournament, and hopefully you know our kids and coaches will feel that those games in the regular season help them prepare along the way.
Then one other proposal that was out there, and it did get shot down, and again, I know you decided this for a reason when you wrote the proposal, and that was seed 17 and 18 just being left out of the postseason. There was a proposal to have play-in games there with 15, 16, 17, and 18. That was voted down, and I know we went over that some last year. You had a reason for setting it up the way you did.
Well, there just wasn't any support for the teams that were seeded 17 and 18 to be in the playoff. I guess our feeling is that the regular season should mean something. It certainly does mean something. Even if you're, you know, battling to the bottom of the seeds, you need to battle your way into the tournament. And so, talking to the other ADs, certainly that was a discussion point, but there's no momentum. There's no people interested in having 15 play 17 and 16 play 18 in a postseason setting to work your way in. Plus, it also would shorten our regular season because we would have to get those games played prior to the round of 16, and coaches and ADs are worried about prep time for that game. So for now, anyways, we voted to not include the teams that are 17 and 18 in postseason.
And then one last item with that, there was a couple of proposals about when to end the regular season. Obviously, for AA, you go from two or three postseason games to one game, so it opened up some extra time there on the back end.
It did. And, you know, in volleyball, we were able to add almost an entire week to the regular season, so we were able to stretch that 20-game season out. Basketball, what it did in basketball is it really gave us like four extra days because the season usually ended around that third Tuesday in February for us anyway. Now we're able to extend it out to the Saturday, which isn't ideal because that's state wrestling, that Friday and Saturday, but it gives us an opportunity to play that Friday and Saturday if schools so choose to, and it just so happens that next year I had to move a girls' basketball game to that Saturday, so it is what it is. You know, we play on top of other state events once in a while, and with the route of 16 games the following Friday and Saturday, we need to be done. So it gives us a little more flexibility. It's hard to schedule. It's really hard to schedule and make up games in the wintertime when we have weather-related cancellations. So hopefully this gives us a little bit more flexibility at the end of the season to make up games.
Then one last item I did want to bring up on the round of 16, again talking with Terry Rodert, Activities Director for Huron High, and this is more for the Class A and B side of it. We did host some of those round of 16 games. Obviously, we hosted one in volleyball, Huron Boys Basketball went on the road, but you hosted a doubleheader in volleyball and then had, I believe, five games because of weather. We did have, or four games, something like that, we had for the round of 16 there in Class B, and I know you, I remember you saying back in November we didn't have very good attendance for those volleyball games, but I thought when I was there for the Class B basketball round of 16 games, I thought they were well attended and had pretty good atmosphere in there.
Part of the problem in volleyball was, you know, the seating. We had 1 versus 16 and 2 versus 15, so the matchups weren't real favorable, and we had teams coming from a long distance, so that played a part in the crowd not being very well attended. I think what the A's and B's are thinking about doing, and I probably shouldn't speak for them, but I'm going to. I think they're going to look at volleyball with the higher seed hosting, like we do in the AA. So at least they get a big crowd at their home site, so those schools can make a little money instead of losing money. As far as the round of 16 for girls basketball, the weather really hampered those crowds on those nights that they had to play. The boys basketball, we had really good crowds. We had really decent weather those nights. So weather played a factor. The matchups played a factor in volleyball, and I think the Activity Association and the A and B schools are working on tinkering with what they want to do and how they want to do it so they're not losing money.
Well, we'll move on now. A few other subjects here. Again, going back to the Activities Association annual meeting last month, and wrestling, that was probably the other kind of headliner there wrong with the round of 16. You did vote in a dual tournament for both Class A and Class B. Want to combine it with the individual tournament, which we've always had, and while they kind of wanted to get it going next year, they did delay it a year just because there's still a lot of logistics to be worked out.
Yeah, this is something that we are highly in favor of. I know Coach McCarty's been talking about this for a number of years, and I've been in favor of this for a number of years. There's some things to work out. You know, crowning two state champions at a state event is still something that some people aren't real excited about. Do you crown the dual team champion, or do you crown the individual team champion when they accumulate team points? So those are things that they're going to have time to think about as to what they want to do. But that wasn't the real issue. The real issue was the fact that schedules are set for next year. If we went to a dual tournament next year, we would either have to do a dual tournament on the day of our invitational, thus costing us our Huron Invitational on February 9th, or we'd have to try to dual or make a triangular with everybody in our region, which when you stretch from Milbank to Todd County out to Cheyenne Eagle Butte, we have a lot of miles that we have to cover and try to figure out how everybody's going to dual everybody during the season to try to determine who your top two teams from the region are. So trying to figure out how we're going to qualify for the state dual tournament is the issue. And I think the Activity Association just wanted to, first of all, they wanted to pass it so we know we're going to have it. And now they're going to try to figure out how we're going to get teams to qualify, and they just wanted more time to try to figure that out.
And obviously that'll make for a lot of excitement on that state wrestling weekend. The tournament would be expanded to 3 days, but just puts a higher level of interest back in there.
And the team duels would primarily be the first day. I haven't really studied the schedule that much, but the team duels would primarily be the first day, and then the individual part of it would really be on Friday and Saturday. So other than adding a day, if you're a team that's not involved in the dual part of it, then you don't have to add a day to your travel. So I think that was the part of the reason for the way they scheduled or set the schedule up the way they did.
Well, move on. One thing I did see, too, now with soccer expanding from 12 to 16 teams in AA, and really, I suppose that's just part of the growth now here. We just added soccer as a sanctioned sport a few years back, and now just kind of getting it a little more enveloped.
Well, you know, they allow so many contacts in every sport, and soccer is one of those sports where the season was so condensed. We could start playing games as early for next fall. We could play games as early as August 10th. And with postseason starting September 25th on the old schedule, that really only gave us about 6 weeks to try to play 12 games. And so we're asking these kids to go out and play two or three, depending on your schedule, games a week. And that's really not conducive to high school athletics and what we're about and trying to get kids to rest and recovery and get them to perform at a high level. And so, you know, regardless of the sport, it's hard to compete three times in 1 week. We try to avoid that at all costs if possible, but with the time frame that we are allowed to get our games in, whether it's soccer or volleyball or basketball or wrestling, sometimes you just can't help it, and we take the dates that we can get. But this certainly gives us an extra week for the regular season. So now, instead of the postseason starting the last week of September next year, it's going to start the first week of October, and state will now be October 13th instead of October 6th, and that was certainly something that the soccer community, coaches, and athletic directors were in favor of.
Then one last sport that I did want to bring up, too, was golf. That was discussed last in April as well, and that had to do with a change that was just made a year or two ago, and that was pushing the season back a couple of weeks and state tournament now in June. And you mentioned that earlier about with the weather being very temperamental, to say the least, in April. Golf in particular really needs good weather to be competed outdoors.
Well, this was probably not a very good year for this proposal to come forward just because of the type of weather we did have in April, but this was kind of a unique year, and so when we were talking about this at the AD convention and talking about it at the Activity Association annual meeting, we all agreed that you can't use this year as a barometer to what spring golf is usually like. However, the chance of golf being better on the front end in April certainly has a better chance of having better weather in April than you do in March. And that's certainly not always the case, but it has been the case over with the 17 years that when I coached the girls' golf team in Huron that we practiced indoors a lot. We canceled a lot of meets. You know, certainly this year we practiced indoors a lot, but it really is the front end of the season, more so than the back end of the season, that we were trying to help the spring golfers, whether it be the AA girls or the Class A girls or the B boys and girls that have to play in the spring. It's just really tough. Golf in the spring is tough, and to give the kids an opportunity to play in the best weather possible for the biggest meet of the year makes sense to me. I understand the other side of the story. I understand the schools that are finished in middle of May and trying to get kids to stay committed to golf when they have other obligations. I get all that, but we're in it for the kids. We're in it for what's best for the kids, and I, in my heart, I truly believe that state golf in June is what's best for the kids.
And finally, we have this conversation every year, and it just seems like there's so many topics to cover because the bottom line is everybody's looking, what's the best thing for the kids? What's the best thing to get everybody involved in? Well, something new even popped up this year where I saw even the big schools were in on the discussion. Six-man football is very likely to be coming to South Dakota starting next year.
And that's something that's been a buzz and going around, and you know, how's that going to impact the nine-man teams? How's that going to impact co-op teams? And what's the number that they should use for a six-man team? Should it be an ADM or male enrollment of 40 or less, or should it be no less than that? There's so many things that they have to work out to make that, to figure that out. And so every year there's something. Every year there's new proposals. Every year there's coaches that have ideas. There's athletic directors that have ideas. Activity Association has ideas. And so, you know, for now we're not talking about adding new sports, but that's always been, you know, over my time in 10 years, we've added some new sports. And so it's an ongoing process. And again, I'll say it again, we're in it for what's best for the kids. And so as long as we keep that in mind, there's going to always be ideas for change to make things better.
Again, Terry Roeder, Activities and Athletic Director for Huron Public Schools, interview I did just over a month ago about some of the changes that will be forthcoming here for South Dakota Athletics after the Activities Association Board had their original meeting in April, and then just this past week had second reading of most of those proposals and some changes here coming up once again, which pretty much happens most every year here in South Dakota. We'll take a break, come back with more here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.